I wanted to add a quick pre-roll to all episodes to tell you about a live in-person event I am running on Friday the 28th of June in Barnes, Southwest London. It's called Dare Greatly in the Coaching Arena. Together we will get hyper-focused on your most effective 2 to 3 personal strategies to propel your business forward. You will stop overanalyzing and second-guessing when you meet your new business besties to brainstorm, support, and problem-solve with. You will leave having outlined your vision and strategy with a newfound sense of connection and focus. I haven't gone into detail as to exactly what we're going to cover on the day yet, so I have opened up a waitlist to ask for the greatest themes coming up right now, and then I will build the event around that. So you can join the waitlist. The link is in the show notes just for the next week or so. There is a special offer of £97 for the full day, including lunch and everything, only for those on the waitlist. So if you are interested in hearing more with no commitment at all at this stage until I fully confirm the agenda, then do sign up for the waitlist this week. You will find the link in the show notes to the waitlist and sign up now. I don't do live events often and I can't wait to meet you. Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I help coaches to build brilliant businesses. I know that when you prepare to enter the arena, there is fear, self-doubt, comparison, anxiety, uncertainty. You can tend to armor up and protect yourself from vulnerability. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to support you to make the difference that you're here for. Dare greatly, you belong in this arena. Hello, welcome to the 47th episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I am so glad you are here. Today, I am talking about a topic that most of you want to know about, the roadmap to becoming a fully booked coach. So whether you are just starting out or looking to grow and expand your business, this episode will help you with actionable strategies to guide you on that journey to success. Yesterday, I held a VIP day with someone one-on-one who has been going around on her niche for 3 years, and just as I knew she would, we got that niche sorted within that session, and I am so happy for her. It really is the foundation of your business, so no guessing what my first point is. So it's understanding your niche and your ideal client. Why this matters now particularly is that we are operating in a global economy. So since COVID, everything's pretty much online. Maybe before you would have got away with being a general coach because people were looked for people within their neighborhood. And now you have the scope to find someone anywhere in the world. And so therefore you can find exactly what you want. So if you want to be a vice president of an organization, you will be able to work with a specialist that can help you in your industry become a vice president of an organization. And so just like Deliveroo and Uber, everyone wants exactly what they want and they want it now. So that is why niching is so, so crucial. But this runs super deep. I did a workshop this week on niching and I was so pleased that people who have been in their coaching business for like 12 plus years joined and gained so much from the experience, because it's not just about that I help mums who want to get back into the workplace. It's not just about your help statement. There are so many other layers. So from your help statement, if we are building a pyramid, for example, that's the first step. Then we need to decide, is this a bleeding neck issue? Is this something that they need to sort out? Or is this a sprained ankle that they are just going to hobble on? And whilst I would love to help you to create niches out of nothing, we really need someone to buy your thing. So there is nothing any marketing expert will be able to do unless there is a real genuine problem out there that people want to solve. Also in this comes your point of view. People greatly misunderstand niching and business building and they think, oh, I've got this sorted. And I speak to people all the time who say, it's fine, I've done my niche and I've got a rough idea of my offer. And it's like, if it's not working, then it's probably not good enough. So you need to be open to continuously refine it, make it better, make it stronger. We are in a competitive industry and every tiny nuance matters. Just like if you are writing a book, then where you put those full stops and how you phrase the words, every single thing makes a huge difference. Just like when you are talking, your tone of voice makes a huge difference. So that is why I really want to emphasize to you, it's not just about a basic thing. There is nothing basic about marketing or business building, just like there is nothing basic about coaching. Someone can tell you exactly what questions to ask in a coaching session, but unless you ask them at the right time, ask them in the right way, feel into whether that's right at the time, then that question is not going to land. And so it's just the same with your niche. It's about backing it up with your story and with real, genuine market insights as to whether that is a required service. Next up is building a strong personal brand. Back to your story, the challenges you've overcome. People don't buy coaching, they buy the transformation they want and the person that they want to help them to get there. So let your authenticity shine through. That is your greatest differentiator in this marketplace. Next up is effective marketing strategies. So firstly, you will want to have a great website, a great LinkedIn profile or Instagram or Facebook or however you are building your business. Saying this, I have just released a new website of my own last week, which is very exciting, something I've been wanting to do for 4 years because I've still had my own kind of homemade website. So if you are looking for an amazing website or branding, logos, all of those things that can hugely transform your business, my sister has a design business where she can do all of that for you. It's amazing, isn't it, that until I Googled her myself last week, because I want to write a social media post about her doing my website, that I didn't realize that she had 15,000 five-star reviews for her design work. So again, back to what I always say, do your friends and family know clearly what you do? Because then they can recommend you. So I have had loads of clients say, oh, I've got this brochure that I'd really like to be designed for me for a corporate. Do you know of anyone? For some crazy reason, I have never recommended my sister because she hasn't really mentioned really specifically exactly what she does enough for me to register in my brain and be able to join the dots. So back to the niching. How can you help people like your friends and family who are your biggest advocates to really start recommending? So if you want an amazing personal brand at a really, really great price, I will share her details in the show notes. Her company is called Brandority, and she will give you the LinkedIn profile banner, the Facebook banner, the Instagram pretty pictures, everything to match. And if you want a website, a logo, all of those things to match as well, she can do those things. So build that effective marketing strategy, firstly starting with your online presence and then with how you are connecting to people. I like to think of it as shallow and deep marketing. Most people stay at the shallow end, which is putting out social media posts, which is nice and people will see them and people will remember you for 3 seconds. But what we really want is deep nurture strategies where people really get to know you. So things like this podcast, YouTube, talks you might be able to do, networking events you might be able to visit. How can you help people to really get to know you? Because to buy from you, they really need to know, like, and trust you or be referred from someone who does know, like, and trust you. So how can you build that know, like, and trust today? Next up is client relationship and referral building. Your entire business is built on relationships. How can you give the best client experience so those people leave you amazing case studies, which then sends more people your way? And again, this is something to be built. Like, I am now able to sell from a sales page, for example, because I have deep nurture strategies in place. So I have this podcast where I can get to know people. I do webinars, I do events. I share a lot of case studies with my clients, showing the journey that I've helped take them on. just another reminder to know that that's something that is built, and that's taken a long time for me to build that, to be able to say sell on a sales page. So don't think if you see someone, for example, using a sales page, that is the right strategy for you. Your situation will be different. I mean, up until 6 months ago, I was selling from a Word document. So don't think you need to have everything perfect in order to get started. You don't even need the website straight away, although I know everyone wants it. And yes, long term, you definitely will. But to get started, you can just put out there, I can help you. People can inquire, you can have a conversation with them and follow up with a document. So don't let things stop you from taking action. Things do not need to be perfect. Next up is sales funnel and conversion techniques. So understanding your sales funnel is crucial. How are you managing to build people from the bottom of the staircase while you're at the top and help them take those tiny steps towards you? Most people don't just leap to the top of the staircase. They might see you on social media, eventually sign up for your lead magnet, for example, if you have that set up. That's something I do in my program if you want help with that. Then maybe come to one of your free events where they get to know you a little bit more, then maybe book a discovery call, and then maybe sign up to you. So again, this is a perfect reminder of patience. The average buyer journey for coaching is often around 6 months. So whilst, yes, you might get those one or two that are like, yay, exciting, I'm going to buy now, or if they are referred from your family and friends, many other people take a really long time to get to know you enough to think, yes, I'm ready, this is the right person, I'm going to do something. Some people have been in my world 2+ years and attended my webinars for a really long time before they thought, yes, I want to do this now, and this is the right person to help me. So do know that everyone is different, but be patient and help them to trust you. If you had a friend that rocked up once and then you didn't see them again for 6 months, you'd think they were a bit flaky, and that is what people will think about you if you can't help them by being a reliable, trustworthy source in their worlds. So let me summarize our points. First was understanding your niche and ideal client. Second, building a strong personal brand. Third was effective marketing strategies. Fourth was build those client relationships and referrals. Fifth was your sales funnel and conversion techniques. And finally, just a reminder that being fully booked doesn't happen overnight. It takes persistence, resilience, and a willingness to adapt. So be that person, step into that identity of that person who is committed to their business. From being in this industry, there are a lot of people kind of playing around rather than being prepared to say, I want to be an expert in this space and I am committed to that process. So be one of the top people saying, I am an expert, I am, use those words, that's an identity shift. We need that identity shift. And again, that's greatly misunderstood. People forget that this is all nuanced. All of the things I mention, as well as who you are, will make a massive impact on your success in your business. So be that person who says, I am, and go for it in your business this year. I had 3 lovely messages yesterday saying that they had left me reviews on Apple. So thank you so much for taking your time. It means so much to me and it means so much to the algorithm of the podcast. So please, if you have gained any value from this podcast so far, especially if you are an Apple listener, because that's the only one you can write a review on in particular, then hit the title of the podcast, scroll down past about 3 or 4 episodes, and you should get to the rate and review section. And please do drop me a line if you've done this, and I will personally thank you and help you in some way. So go out there and become fully booked. I am championing your success. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. I have a mass of free resources on my website, joannalottcoaching.com. That's Joanna with an A and Lott with 2 T's, joannalottcoaching.com. and I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Remember to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Get into the arena, dare greatly, and try.